USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is reporting the president meets with the Senate Democrat caucus to discuss the urgent need to pass legislation to protect the constitutional right to vote and the integrity of our elections. The meeting starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. TMZ is reporting 65-year-old comedian and actor Bob Saget died of a heart attack in his sleep. Murray Beard, who was at the Ponte Verde Concert Hall in Jacksonville, Florida, where Saget performed his last show.
I've been around people that have mental health issues and things, and you can tell when something's just not quite right. But that wasn't the way it was with Bob. He was excited about being on stage.
The WHO warns 50% of Europe could catch Omicron by March. Dr. Hans Kluge.
The region saw over 7 million newly reported cases of COVID-19 in the first week of 2022, more than doubling over a two-week period.
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
As a massive asteroid whooshes by Earth, let's be thankful it didn't stop by for a visit.
A skyscraper-sized asteroid will make its closest pass by Earth next week, according to NASA. It will pass within 1.2 million miles of Earth at more than 43,000 miles per hour. This is the closest asteroid, which is more than twice the height of the Empire State Building, will come to Earth over the next 200 years. It'll be close enough to observe with a small telescope, according to the website Earth Sky. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The foreign ministers of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Oman, and Bahrain, and the Secretary General of the Gulf Cooperation Council are all visiting China this week for talks on boosting trade and security cooperation. The visits by Gulf officials is part of China's push for stronger involvement in the Middle East. For Beijing, the Gulf is important to its energy supply and increasing their influence. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The father of a 4-year-old leukemia patient is claiming Ronald McDonald House for Kids with Cancer is kicking the family out of the facility for not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Austin Ferguson was on Fox News explaining the details.
The letter was pretty shocking and everything. I was in disbelief when I got it, and confronting the person about it, you know, it just blew my mind that it was actually real life, that was a real letter, that they're actually evicting kids with cancer, for whatever reasons. They say they're doing it to keep people safe. But, I mean, like, I just honestly believe they're obsessed with vaccinating people. And, you know, we have a great social worker, and she's already gotten us another place. It's through the hospital, though. But, you know, so she's been really great, but, like, we didn't know what was going on right off the bat. And, you know, we've been talking to a lot of people here, and I feel like this story kind of strikes a lot of people. We've had people coming up to us saying, we got your video, we're vaccinated, our kid's halfway through his cancer treatment, like, we don't want to mess it up by getting him this vaccine. You know, any kids in the future coming in, forget about the people getting evicted right now, like, those kids will have to be vaccinated to come here.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.